kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Malaki ang ginagampanan ng tungkulin ng guro sa paghubog sa pagkatao at kinabukasan ng isang estudyante, gayon din sa komunidad at lipunan. Sa Australia, patuloy ang pagbabago at ebolusyon sa pamamaraan ng pagtuturo, kaya may alok ang gobyerno para sa mga nais na maging educator ang profesyon. Isa sa mga guro ang nagbahagi ng kanilang mga naranasan, gaya ni Senad Debadja na isang relieving director ng educational leadership para sa Chulora Network at substantive principal ng isang girls' high school sa Sydney. Simula 1995, siya ay isang qualified English and history teacher para sa NSW Department of Education. Ikinwento niya kung bakit niya napili ang pagiging teacher.
I had some fantastic teachers when I was a young student growing up who really ignited my passion for learning. They really made a difference to me and my life. But the other thing that really inspired me to become a teacher was about the opportunities that in teaching you can provide to students.
Sang-ayon dito ang isa pang guro mula Melbourne na si Benny Nang na mahigit 14 na taon na ang pagtuturo ng English sa Hong Kong at ngayon physical education teacher naman sa mga paaralan sa Victoria. Ibinahagi ni Benny na malaki ang benepisyo ng pagiging teacher.
I witnessed firsthand the transformative power of education in shaping individuals' life, and being a PE teacher, it can help them maintain not only physical health but also their mental health. Also, the joy of seeing students grow and succeed in these areas is just what continues to motivate me.
Muling binalikan naman ni Senad Debadja ang hindi malilimutang unang beses na maging coach ng debate team kung saan kasapi ang mga estudyante mula sa iba't ibang background. Kabilang na dito ang may problema sa pandinig pero lumutang ang galing.
That student was an incredible advocate for public education and the potential and capacity that all students have, because his disability didn't prevent him from having full participation, and the team was very successful in their competitions. And every time he represented our school in debating, what he was doing was sending out messages to anyone who was watching, breaking down stereotypes, breaking down expectations or limitations, people's perceptions of what people can or can't achieve.
Ipinalawanag din ni Sena kung paano nga ba nakakapagbigay kontribusyon ang kanyang profesyon sa komunidad at lipunan.
You know, I often say that when you look out into the playground, there's so much capacity and potential. You could have the next Beethoven in the playground, or the cure for cancer might be sitting in the playground. You know, and it's all about what teachers do to build the skill and knowledge in students and to engage them and to inspire them about the possibilities of their future, which really keeps society going.
Ayon kay Professor Teresa Kin, Associate Dean ng Faculty of Education sa La Trobe University, na binuno ang mahigit 25 taon na pagtuturo sa mga batang babae sa larangan ng science, technology, engineering at mathematics, nakabilang anya mga guro sa paghubog ng lipunan.
Schools are an amazing place for students to learn in a controlled environment. You know, if they get in trouble, it's in within that controlled environment so that they can understand what they've done wrong and they can learn from their mistake.
Sinabi naman ni Benny Nang na malaki ang kontribusyon ng mga teacher sa holistic growth at development ng mga bata mula preschool hanggang high school, at hinahanda sa tatahaking landas matapos ang pag-aaral.
Teachers contribute to the development of well-rounded individuals. We try to help them equip to positively contribute to society. I think it can empower students to become an active participant in their communities.
Dahil sa mga oportunidad sa Australia, mapa-public o private education sector, nakikita ang pagiging teacher bilang isang long-term career option. Dagdag ni Zena na ang mga guro na may talento at passion sa teaching ay maharap sa oportunidad na patakbuhin ang paaralan.
There's all sorts of fantastic opportunities for teachers to, you know, be promoted, whether it's leading well-being teams or heading faculties, key learning area faculties. There's so many opportunities. And in terms of pathways, in terms of training, there are the traditional ways of embarking upon a teaching career through the university.
May mga retraining program din sa mga industry professionals upang makapasok sa particular na faculty areas gaya ng mathematics, computer sciences, science o kahit ang technology and applied science. May access din ng mga guro sa malawak na professional learning courses online at face-to-face ayon kay Zena.
We also engage heavily in external partnerships with universities. We engage in action research projects. There's a lot of professional learning that conducted across schools. It's very exciting, it's enriching, and it also sits under the departmental plan for public education. So focusing, for example, on explicit teaching is a very important focus at the moment that everybody's really excited about.
Aabot sa $75,000 hanggang $85,000 ang entry-level salary ng mga guro pero depende ito sa estado o teritoryo sa Australia na kinukonsiderang competitive kumpara sa ibang graduates sa ibang profesyon. Bagaman sa pagtagal ng panahon ay tila mabagal ang pagtaas ng sahod kumpara sa ibang profesyon, marami namang oportunidad sa karerang ito gaya ng leadership role o higher level teaching position na magbibigay ng mas malaking salary range. Iginit ni Benny Nang na stable anya ang karera ng pagtuturo.
Teaching does offer a stable and secure career path even amidst economic downtown, like before during COVID. From my experience, both in Hong Kong and now in Australia, I found that teaching remains in high demand, especially in Australia, the critical areas like early childhood education and secondary teaching too.
Sang-ayon din dito si Senad Dabaja.
If you look historically, teaching has always been very, very stable. You know, there's a lot of work available. Once a teacher is employed permanently, provided that they meet proficiency standards and they're performing to the standard that we expect and we have high standards, they are teachers for life. And there's also promotional opportunities. All sorts of opportunities for teachers to spread and grow their wings and really pursue the areas of expertise.
May iba't ibang daan at paraan kung kinukonsidera mong maging teacher sa Australia. Ayon kay Professor Kin, karamihan ng mga impormasyon na matatagpuan sa website na www.b.teacher.gov.au gaya ng paraan na makapasok sa iba't ibang estado at teritoryo. Ipiniliwanag ni Professor Kin ang isang posibleng pathway o daan upang makasimula agad matapos ang high school.
There's a typical pathway where you could be a high school student who finishes year 12, then they come and do an undergrad study in education and then they become a teacher. Or there's the other way where they do an undergrad study in an area of choice. So it could be science, it could be art, and then they do a master of teaching and they become a teacher after they do the master of teaching.
Dagdag pa ni Professor Kin, para naman sa overseas skilled migrants, ang proseso ay gaya rin ng anumang uri ng qualification at depende ito sa pinagmulang bansa at kung saang estado ng Australia nila gustong maging guro. Sinabi nitong maaaring kailanganing makipag-ugnayan ng diretsyo sa universidad at ipakita mga qualification o maaari ding dapat tatawagan ng regulatory authority ng mga teachers sa napiling estado.
In Victoria, we have VIT, for example. If people are really interested in continuing their career path as a teacher or they are thinking of changing and becoming a teacher, they would need to contact the universities to see whether, you know, their degrees can be converted and VIT and the equivalent in each state.
Sinabi pa ng profesor na ang mga nais maging teacher sa Australia ay may dapat na tamang qualifications, bagaman diretso naman anya ang papaproseso ng aplikasyon.
You've finished your high school, you can do an undergraduate degree in teaching. So it'll be something like a Bachelor of Education. But if you've, say, done another degree, like a Bachelor of Computer Science, and they get to the end of their degree and they decide, you know what, I don't want to work in a lab for the rest of my life, or I really prefer the teaching side of it. So what they then do is they look for a Master of Teaching, which is typically 2 years on top of their degree.
Dagdag pa nito ng mga Australian teaching degree ay susi sa paghubog ng mga well-rounded professional na may diverse intellect at social skills. Ipinaliwanag ni Professor King kung ano ba ang aasahan ng mga nagnanais na maging teacher sa pag-aaral nito.
They will be looking at behavior, equity, the use of computing. They'll be looking at indigenous culture. These are just only a handful of things. But on top of that, they also go out and do professional experience, which means that they get practice in a classroom. So they get to do some teaching. And as their degree progresses, they do more substantial teaching till the end of their degree.
Naibahagi din ni Sena na malaking bagay ang mga teacher mula sa diverse backgrounds sa Australia dahil nagbibigay ito ng iba't ibang pananaw sa klase na nagpapayaman sa learning environment sa maraming paraan.
Coming from an ethnic background really has just spurred me to make sure that I taught in schools where there was socioeconomic disadvantage because there's something so rewarding about pursuing equity of outcomes for young people who may not have come from privileged backgrounds. So what happens at school really matters. So understanding the nuances and the needs and the challenges of coming from diverse backgrounds, working school teams to, for example, support refugee students is one of the most rewarding things that you can do.
Kadalasang ginagamit ng mga teacher mula sa diverse backgrounds ang iba't ibang klase ng paraan ng pagtuturo na may impluwensya ng kultura at karanasan sa edukasyon upang matuto sa iba't ibang paraan. Dagdag pa ni Sena na ang mga guro ay malaking suporta sa mga magulang at estudyante.
There's someone there to listen to them. There's someone there to provide them guidance if they need it. Coming from a diverse background and teaching in multicultural settings, it's representative of the rich community that Australia is made up of. It brings value to our environment. And the fact that I teach with teachers that come from all sorts of backgrounds means that there is so much inclusivity and care for our students. And that's what's so wonderful about teaching in settings like that.
Sinabi pa nito na ano pa man ang naging karanasan sa eskwelahan bilang estudyante, malaking bagay pa rin ito ng bahagi ng buhay. Ang mga guruan niya ay mahalagang bahagi ng lipunan at may kaakibat na respeto ang trabaho ng pagtuturo dahil hindi lang ito para sila'y kumita.
They do it because they have a passion and commitment and care for young people and they know that they are shaping and transforming young lives when they get up every morning and go to their job no matter how hard it is. I just want to say to every single teacher out there listening that you are seen and you are valued and you are very special and I thank you for the work that you have done.
Ang ulat na ito binuo ng SBS sa pakikipagtulungan sa Department of Education. Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.